And now, the sound of the day.
Today's sound of the day is a little bit different. It comes from this weekend's King County Fair in Enumclaw. That, of course, was a rooster. It was crowing at the 4-H Animal Husbandry Competition. Children from across the county showed their skills in raising cows, goats, emus, and other animals. But while 4-H has been expanding its rural offerings to include science and technology, it's also been reaching back to urban children to teach them agricultural skills. For 3 years, 4-H has had an outreach program. It's called Cooped Up in Seattle, and yes, it teaches kids in the city to raise chickens in their own backyards. 10-year-old Katie Moen of Ballard has 8 chickens, which she must care for daily.
So in the morning, I just let them out, make sure that they've got enough food and water. It really teaches responsibility since you're taking care of the animals. If your chicken dies because you didn't feed it, that really does teach you responsibility.
Each of Katie's 8 birds is a different breed. This year, she brought a silky bantam named Butterfluff. Butterfluff won first place in the junior division of the showmanship competition. It tested Katie's bird knowledge and handling abilities, as well as Butterfluff's adherence to beauty guidelines for her breed. But Butterfluff's work is not done. In addition to showmanship, chickens must compete in a drag race and a Halloween-style costume competition.
My silky is going to be a feather duster, so we're just using a dowel and wrapping it in duct tape and sticking it out to the side so that she looks like a feather duster. Her feathers look more like hair because the hooks lace on the barbs on the feathers so that the usual web or the usual feather appearance just not appear and it looks more like fur.
Well, Butterfluff may have won first place with her furball appearance, but she faced fierce competition from a range of unique birds. 12-year-old Sarah Druckums of Auburn bought a sirama, which is the smallest type of chicken. She used her fingers to puff up her bird to sit in a proper stance.
The proper stance of a sirama is with their head back and chest out. We call them chickens Barbie chickens because, you know, they're supposed to push their breasts out, and then have their tail straight up and have their wings down and, you know, strut their stuff.
And chickens were not the only birds in the show. 10-year-old Leiden von Hollebeck brought a Pekin duck. He also raises pigeons, pheasants, peacocks, and turkeys. He says turkeys are difficult animals because they abduct eggs from other birds to raise as their own.
The turkeys don't really care. They just want babies. A couple months ago, we had like one turkey who hatched a baby chicken, and she thought it was her baby. And then we had another turkey that hatched a baby duck, which she thought was her baby. The baby chick would like, its baby would ride on its back. If you got too close to the baby, the turkey's baby, then she'd get mad and attack you.
Those were the voices of kids competing in the poultry competition at this weekend's King County Fair in Enumclaw. Many of them don't live on farms. They're raising the birds in their backyard.